Get ready for COVID 2.0. The Biden regime is already prepping the same playbook from 2020 and 2021 in regards to mask mandates and potential lockdowns. TSA is reportedly on notice that mask mandates for airports and planes will likely resume in September or October, and according to reports, the government is already entering into contracts with consultants to help enforce safety protocols and third-party vendors to provide COVID equipment. Now, some of these contracts are scheduled to begin also in September and October. But what about booster mandates? Well, if you listen to the number one big pharma salesman, Scott Gottlieb, those sound like they're coming as well.
So the data looks like the new booster, which is based on BA1.15, which was the strain that emerged last spring, looks like it will protect against these new variants. Now, my guess is these new variants, this infection rate from this wave of infection from EG5 is going to be coming down by the time the new vaccine's available, which is going to be mid-September. So September 12th has been the date that they've talked about, but it's going to be some point in mid-September that these will be widely accessible in pharmacies and other health departments, and so people can go out and get it.
What Scott Gottlieb isn't discussing is this bombshell new finding by attorney and investigator Tom Renz, detailed in a new Substack piece revealing the actual technology behind the so-called mRNA in the jabs. Now, while it's been sold to people, and I'm often told this by people who love the jabs, as being messenger RNA that already occurs in the human body, it's actually not that at all. Renz shared a package insert from a Pfizer jab. The maker lists one of the ingredients in item number 3 as something called modRNA. In fact, modRNA is listed several times. So what exactly is modRNA? Well, if you go to the Pfizer's explanation of mRNA on its website and click under the heading, "What formats of mRNA does Pfizer use?" they admit they are using a modified RNA or modRNA, in which DNA and RNA found in natural mRNA are replaced by modified nucleosides to help enhance, quote, immune evasion and protein production. Moderna says it instructs our cells to produce desired proteins. ModRNA also turns up in papers talking about the CRISPR gene editing system. In this 2022 article shared by Renz in his piece, he found on the NIH website, researchers using the modRNA CRISPR system to hack human genetics. But if we can't manage millions of lines of code in computer programming, and here's looking at you, Microsoft, Renz makes the point of how do you expect scientists to manage inserting code into the human genome? And here to ponder that very premise with us is the attorney Tom Renz himself. Welcome, Tom. You just keep digging and it keeps getting more illuminating. So let's just start out with you explaining how this hasn't really come up in the dialogue before and why it's so concerning to you, this modified RNA.
You know, it came from research related to transmissible vaccines in the food supply. You know, so the thing that I kept getting was I had scientists say, well, you know, messenger RNA is a weak particle. It'll break down. So these transmissible RNA vaccines, it can't exist, right? So I look and I say, well, I've got these papers that say that you can create transmissible mRNA vaccines in the food supply. How would you do it? It led me to research on mRNA, and I found out that it's not mRNA. It's saRNA, it's modRNA, it's all these different types of laboratory manufactured RNA that is designed to alter your genetics. These are gene therapies in the truest form. They're more durable, they're more robust, they can survive digestion, they can survive injection, they can survive in the air, they can aerosolize these now. And so what we found is these guys are actually decades ahead. They've been doing this for a lot of years. We didn't know about this, and they have intentionally defrauded the people of this world for the last 3 years by telling you that you're getting a natural messenger RNA that's, you know, designed to help make you be safe from COVID. But it wasn't. It was never that. It was a laboratory modified synthetic chemical that they designed to replace certain parts of your genetics and to alter your genetics in very specific ways. And in light of the fact that they can't write a 60 million line of code program like Windows and make it work, I don't know how anybody could think that they could modify a 3,300 billion lines of code program that makes up humanity.
Yeah, when I think about how many scientists, quote-unquote scientists, or public health officials have went on television, or when I've been in the briefing room and they suggest that this mRNA is just something that is natural, we're just learning how to use it better, I mean, I look at what you found, which we kind of knew, right? Anyway, theoretically, we understood that it wasn't natural, and it just, again, just another lie. And like you said, this has been going back for a long time, and in your piece, you shared an even older paper related to CRISPR, and I think you need to explain what CRISPR is to our audience, because that's relevant to this, because this is a program, a system that they've been trying to use for a long time, and in this paper, they talk about how they can use the CRISPR system for widespread application of genome engineering techniques, and in it, they go through how you would deliver this technology into humans, and it goes into both viral and non-viral transmission methods. It's very sciencey language, but I know that you've been studying this for some time. So explain CRISPR to us and how mRNA relates to CRISPR.
Yeah, well, and let me explain this before I get the whole, you're a lawyer, how can you talk about this? I'm a lawyer. My job is to read and interpret complicated things right, and then convey them to people in simple ways, right? So at the end of the day, I may not be able to perform the experiments or design the stuff that these scientists are designing, but I can read what they did and understand it. I'm very good at reading, believe it or not. That's a lawyer thing, right? So, you know, when you read this, you find out what they're doing is CRISPR is about gene editing, right? CRISPR is a gene editing technology. It's designed to allow you to edit and to modify the human genome, or any genome, really. And, you know, at some point you look at genes and DNA and RNA and all these complicated, scary things, and all they really are is a bunch of weird shaped chemicals that fit together one into the other in different ways. What they found is that they can use other chemicals to break these apart and then put in new chemicals. And that's what they're doing. And what this is gene therapy. This mRNA stuff is modRNA. And this was always known to be a gene therapy product. They lied about that as well. Everything they said to us was a lie, which is why I keep saying, when should we trust these liars? When they say, you know, they keep telling us safe and effective, but they've lied about everything. Why would I trust them? So CRISPR is all about editing the human genome. That's what it does. I mean, they can do animal genome or plant. Yeah, it doesn't really matter what the genome is. But for our purposes, this is about editing and modifying the human genome. That's what gene therapies do, according to their studies. Not my science. I'm not creating the science. I'm not a scientist. I read their stuff. I look at what they say. And what it says is, hey, we've been studying how to modify the human genome forever. We came up with mRNA as a method for doing it. mRNA was too weak as a particle to do it, so we modified mRNA to modRNA. We now use the modRNA, which is much more durable and much stronger, and we can really, really screw with your genome now. Trust us, we know how to do it. It's safe and effective.
So I want to get back to why you were even, what led you to this. You were looking into mRNA being in the food supply because you're one of the people who've been the whistleblowers on the push to use mRNA vaccines, particularly in cattle. They have already been doing that with some pork, right? Explain why this mRNA, the modified RNA, I guess I'm asking, why were you looking into it in the food supply and that it stays in longer, right? Just explain that.
Well, remember, so I find these papers, and I find a paper out of China, and they're talking about how they can jab a cow with these mRNA vaccines, and that those vaccines can then transmit to a person and vaccinate a person through the cow's milk. Okay. Then I see, and they've done studies, and there were a bunch of different places where they talk about eating your vaccines and putting, you know, engineering vaccines into plants and vegetables and things like that. And so I said, hey, why don't we pass some legislation that says if you're going to put something in a plant or an animal or anything else that acts like a drug and modifies my genes, you know, I got the right to know about it. And that was House Bill 1169 in Missouri, which the Democrats and big pharma lobbyists killed. But the reason that they killed it is because they are doing it. And what they tried to do is they lied. They lied in their testimony. They lied to the public. They lied everywhere. They said, well, messenger RNA can't do that. It's weak. It breaks down. And this, that, and other. Well, I've got your articles that say that you can do this and say that you're studying how to do this and say that you it's can't possible. But now you're telling me in testimony that messenger RNA won't work. So why? What are they doing? How does this work? Well, the mRNA that they keep talking about, mRNA, when you talk to a scientist, means messenger RNA. Okay, that's just standard. But M also starts for mod. So what they did was they intentionally misled everybody into thinking that the M in the mRNA was this natural messenger RNA, which breaks down and doesn't transcribe into your genetics very often, and this, that, and other. But they lied. It was actually mod RNA, modified RNA, and other different types of RNA technology that they've been developing in the lab for the last couple decades. I've got stuff going back a couple decades about them working on this stuff, and they've created it now. At a level where this stuff is so much more durable. And again, I can't do the science. I can read the science and understand the science. So what I'm telling you is what I've read from their documents. Their documents say, listen, we've got these studies, we've got these documents, we've created these chemicals that will survive digestion, they will survive injection, they will survive this, and they will modify your genetics. And now, particularly with the food supply, it's additionally scary because did you know, this is big, Emerald, I don't know if you know this, there's a loophole in the law. And it allows if a cow or a pig gets an mRNA vaccine, a gene therapy, they can still be called organic. Your organic food can actually be the recipient of this because there's a loophole for vaccines where they can still be called organic food, even though they've gotten this. But if it changes their DNA, or if it's transmissible to humans, or if it's still in their system, because these are much more durable, you could be getting that stuff in your organic food.
That's scary to think about. It's such an important distinction between the mRNA and the mod RNA, but it's what our officials often do with us. They use semantics to mislead the public. And this is another clear-cut case that could have major implications, though, for your personal health. Tom Brands, thank you for continuing to dig. Thank you for continuing to bring these important this important information to light. And I'll again remind our audience, they can go to your Substack where you have all of this in detail. You include the source material, the links to where, how you arrived there so that they can find it for themselves. And you should subscribe. Tom regularly posts about this as he continues his investigations onto Substack. Thank you, Tom, for being with us. We appreciate your work very much.
Emerald, can I throw one thing out? I feel ethically I need to make this disclaimer. So we saw this with the mod RNA in the COVID vaccines. Pfizer says on its website that they are including this now in shingles and flu vaccines for this season as investigational drugs. Please be aware, if you get shingles or flu or anything else from these guys, if you trust them, well, we just showed you they're lying. When do you trust a liar?
And with vaccine researchers that I've spoken with, how the patents are set up, they can change these without notifying the public. They're so broad, these patents, they can make these changes, and it still applies. Thank you so much, Tom. As always.
Thank you.